was your first mistake. You took your lucky break and broke it in two. Now what can be done for you? You broke it in two. Too many people sharing party lines. Too many people never sleeping late. Too many people paying parking fines. Too many hungry people losing weight. That was your first mistake.
You're listening to the Baby Bunker, Christmas Eve edition, and I'm your host, Amelia Eagle. Today we have a special treat, recorded in-house at KMXT, an adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, brought to you by radio personalities Terry Haynes, Doc Myers, Chris Myers, Anthony White, and myself. It's a great version of the play, and I guarantee you'll be laughing by the end of it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Won't be long before we'll all be there with snow.
Snow, snow. I want to wash my hands, my face and hair with snow.
Snow, I long to clear a path and lift a spade of snow.
Snow. To see a great big man entirely made of snow.
Snow, where it's snowing all winter through, that's where I wanna be.
Snowball throwing, that's what I'll do. How I'm longing to ski through the snow.
Those glistening houses that seem to be built of snow.
Snow, oh, to see a mountain covered with a quilt of snow. What is Christmas with no snow?
No white Christmas with no,
no.
Snow,
snow, snow.
I'll soon be there with snow. I'll wash my hair with snow.
And with a spade of snow, I'll build a man that's made of snow. I'd love to stay up with you, but I recommend a little shut-eye go to sleep. and dream of snow.
Snow.
Snow. Snow.
A Christmas Carol, written by Charles Dickens, adapted by Andrew Pavey. This opens with a stark office with a table and a few chairs. Scrooge is working away while Bob Cratchit prepares to leave for the day.
Boss, I was wondering if I can have the day off tomorrow for Christmas. I'd like to spend it with my family.
Oh, well, I don't normally do this, but out of the kindness of my heart, no.
What? Why not?
You're always talking about how you need more money, Bob. You should be delighted. No, thrilled. Thrilled to work on Christmas so you can earn it.
But Mr. Scrooge, sir, Christmas is different. You know that.
Why, because of the so-called Christmas spirit and kindness and holiday cheer and spending time with the ones you love? That sounds like a bunch of baloney to me. Always has.
Actually, yes. Those sound like perfect reasons.
Fine, Bob. Take tomorrow off. No pay. If you change your mind, I'll be here doing some thrilling paperwork. You're welcome to come join me. I'll whip up some of my famous sardines. It'll be a party.
That's a very tempting offer, sir, but I'm afraid I'll have to pass.
Fine. Suit yourself.
Cratchit starts to leave, but looks back and says,
"Have a very Merry Christmas, boss."
Scrooge shakes his head and waves Bob Cratchit away. He finishes up his paperwork, he puts on a coat and a scarf, and he leaves his office to go home. He gets into bed, and then...
Bah, humbug! Christmas, what a worthless time of year!
Scrooge rolls his eyes and goes to sleep. He snores extremely loudly, and after a few moments, Marley enters. Marley is a ghost dressed in rags and wearing chains that drag along the ground.
Scrooge! Ebenezer Scrooge!
Nothing happened. Scrooge snores especially loudly.
Scrooge! Wake up! I have a message for you, and you're not going to like it one bit. So come on, old man, wake up!
Marley? Jacob Marley? Is that really you?
Yes, it is I, Jacob Marley. Thank you for finally waking up, by the way. I really appreciate it.
But there's no way it's you. You passed away many years ago.
Oh, indeed. I have been doomed to wander the earth, chained up and kind of dead. I mean, just look at me. I have not aged gracefully.
Why have you chosen to visit me tonight?
I come to you with a warning. I lived my life focused on nothing but wealth and possessions. I was a greedy man. I see you walking down the same path here today. Before the night is over, you will be visited by three ghosts. If you don't listen to them and change your ways, your spirit will wander around just like me. Except, carrying even heavier chains this time, or something. Sounds scary, right?
Not at all. No one can force me to change. Not even you and these three ghosts. I live my life the way I live it.
Do you have joy in your heart anymore, old friend?
Scrooge looks out into the distance, unsure of how to answer. Marley shakes his head and quietly exits. Scrooge looks conflicted. Before he can say anything, he looks to where Marley was standing and sees nothing. He goes back to sleep. Soon, the ghost of Christmas Past appears and crosses Scrooge. The ghost of Christmas Past is Scrooge's former fiance, still young.
Scrooge, my dear, wake up.
She taps his shoulder until he wakes.
Oh, great. Another member of the band of misfit ghosts. Go ahead, lecture me about my lifestyle. I'm all ears.
Ebenezer, don't you recognize me?
Oh, is this like 20 questions or charades or something? Let's see.
I'm Belle, Ebenezer. It's me. Once upon a time, I was your fiancé.
Oh, wow. You've aged extremely well. I wish I had your genes. Check it out. Yeah, 70 years old, no wrinkles. Yeah, are you jealous, Grandma?
I'm a ghost. Ghosts don't age.
Right, of course. I never forgot about you, Belle. Never. Except for just now, I guess. But otherwise, I've never forgotten about you.
She takes Scrooge's hand.
Ebenezer, you gave up love for money. You never had time for me, for what was important. I found someone who did. We had 12 children, and I became a pop star and learned how to code, and we went cliff diving a few times. Most importantly, my partner and I loved each other very much. We put that first. You're all alone. You loved your money, but does it love you back, Ebenezer Scrooge?
Scrooge looks rattled by what he has seen, but he tries to pretend he is not.
That's going to change my mind. A visit from my former fiancé, who apparently had the perfect life and was extremely happy. Yeah, right. Or maybe I'm dreaming or something.
Scrooge pinches himself and he looks around.
Ow, I guess not.
Scrooge goes back to sleep and snores. Soon, the ghost of Christmas Present enters. This ghost is dressed like a giant present.
Wakey, wakey, old man.
Scrooge continues snoring loudly as usual.
Ah, right. Marley warned me about this.
She pulls out some symbols and begins mashing them together until Scrooge leaps up, frightened.
What in heaven's name is going on? What are you? And why are you dressed like some kind of gift?
I'm glad you asked. I am the ghost of Christmas Presents.
Really? That's the pun? Who wrote this? Anyway,
I'm glad you are awake. We're going on a road trip.
Where are we going? It's so late. It's nearly 7 o'clock in the evening. Let me sleep.
Nonsense. Come on, let's go. We're going to look through somebody's window without their permission or knowledge.
Ooh, that sounds weird. Kind of illegal.
Only if we get caught, my friend. Only if we get caught.
Scrooge follows the ghost of Christmas past. It's Bob Cratchit's residence, and Bob Cratchit and Mrs. Cratchit, and sister number one, and Tiny Tim are sitting inside talking to one another. Scrooge and Ghost of Christmas Past look inside.
Is everyone ready for Christmas dinner tomorrow?
Yes.
Now I need you kiddos to temper your expectations a little bit. We don't have a big meal or expensive gifts like some of the other kids at your school might get. We've got to make do with ramen this year. It's 39 cents a pack. That's a solid deal.
It might not be the most elegant feast, but in this household, we make do. Isn't that right, kids?
Right, Mom.
And look, the ramen is even turkey flavored. How cool is that?
It might be unorthodox, but we will have a great Christmas, even if we're eating that unhealthy stuff. What matters is that we're all together.
I'm sorry you aren't feeling well, Tim. I know it's been rough for you recently.
Is there anything we can do to make you feel better? Anything at all?
Let's just have a good Christmas. That's all I want.
Your wish is our command.
That little boy, Tiny Tim, is going to pass away if he doesn't get the medication he needs.
Oh, my goodness. I had no idea.
I wonder if his first name is Tiny and his middle name is Tim, or if Tiny Tim is just like his entire first name. Huh. Interesting.
I don't see how any of this is my problem. It's sad, I guess. But Bob should work harder, support his family. In fact, they all should be working to help him out. Child labor laws are just tearing this country apart.
Listen, Ebenezer, you are a very wealthy man. That money could do some people a lot of good this holiday season. Why hoard it when you could save that little boy's life and help bring happiness to those around you?
Well, you know,
Oh, get back in bed so the last ghost can visit, and promise me you'll consider helping that family out.
Don't make promises I can't keep.
Typical.
Scrooge gets back into bed, and the ghost of Christmas present walks out. Scrooge can't sleep this time and keeps looking around anxiously for the next ghost to arrive. After a few moments, the ghost of Christmas future struts back, dressed in a stereotypical rapper's outfit. He says his lines in poorly rhymed rap.
Ebenezer Scrooge, I'm the ghost of Christmas future.
Okay, I have a question. Why are you dressed like a rapper? You look to be 60 or 70 years old.
Hey, I'm dressed this way because in the future, even old guys like rap music.
Wow, hilarious.
Hey, this is no laughing matter, but thank you. I've been getting into stand-up comedy, too.
You know what? On second thought, maybe you ought to stick to rap. Sounds like you're a natural. So, what are you here for? You gonna drag me out of bed and force me to look in somebody's window again?
What? No, why would I do that? That sounds weird and kind of illegal to me. Lay down, Scrooge.
Oh, great. So I get to go back to sleep? Wonderful. It was an absolute pleasure to meet you, sir. And good luck with that whole rap thing.
Zip it. Do you want to see your future or not?
I guess I do.
I'm afraid you can't.
Why would you even pose that question in the first place if you knew you couldn't show it to me? It's rude to toy with people's emotions like that, you know?
I can't show you your future to you, Ebenezer Scrooge, because you don't have one. Your greed is stressing you out, Home Slice. It's bad for your health. And if you keep it up, you'll be dead by the next time Christmas rolls around.
Scrooge looks absolutely horrified. The ghost of Christmas future puts on some sunglasses, flashes a peace sign, smiles, and says,
Merry Christmas!
The ghost of Christmas future leaves. Scrooge gets up, panicked, pulls on an already cooked goose from under his bed covers, as though it's perfectly normal.
Oh, well, sometimes I like to have breakfast in bed. Sue me.
Scrooge, with the goose in hand, races to the Cratchit household.
Merry Christmas, Bob. Merry Christmas.
Ebenezer? What's all this about? And how did you know where I live?
That's not important. What's important that you accept these Christmas gifts.
Scrooge places the goose on the table and hands each member of the family a single dollar. Scrooge looks extremely proud of himself.
That is extremely generous of you, sir. Now our Christmas can be special again.
And we can have real food instead of ramen. I was getting a little tired of those noodles day in and day out.
You must have been up very early cooking the feast. How nice of you, sir.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Yeah. Well, I best be off now. I think my work here is done. A very generous gift given. Now we can all go about our lives and pretend this never happened. Good day now.
Scrooge begins to leave, but the ghost of Christmas Future pokes his head out and interrupts him.
You're still being greedy, Scrooge.
What? What? How? I gave him $5 and a cooked goose. I'm practically Bill Gates.
Go back in there and try it again.
Fine, if you insist.
Scrooge walks back over to the Cratchit household and knocks on the door begrudgingly. Bob Cratchit opens it.
Sir, you've returned. Thank you again for your gifts. Would you like to stay and join us for Christmas dinner? You did cook the bird, after all.
Sure. Yes. Of course. Yeah. And Bob, I've decided to give you a promotion. A real promotion.
Wow, a promotion.
And what else?
And I will provide health insurance for Tiny Tim or Tiny or Tim or whatever his real name is.
Hooray!
Come on in, Ebenezer. Let's eat.
Have you ever tried ramen? It's a delicacy.
Well, let me be the judge of that. Wow! This is the single most artificial thing I've ever tasted.
What a wonderful Christmas. We're glad to have you, Ebenezer.
I'm really glad to be here. Really, truly.
God bless us, everyone.
Each morning a missionary advertises with neon sign. He tells the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree. That civilization is a thing for me to see.
So bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. Oh, no, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords, I make it clear
that no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here. I look through a magazine the missionary's wife concealed.
Magazine? What happens?
I see how people who are civilized bung you with automobiles.
You know you can get hurt that way, Daniel?
At the movies they have got to pay many coconuts to see.
What do they see, Donnie?
Uncivilized pictures that the newsreel takes of me.
So, bongo, 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 he don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, he's so happy in the jungle he refused to go.
Don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, noise in my ear.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train.
The Tringalingo Hula Humble Express.
And though it's smoky and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain.
Aloka toho sahi mahina.
When they've got 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to vacation ground.
What do they do, Donnie?
They swim and they fish, but that's what I do all year round.
So, bongo, 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 I don't wanna leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, I'm so happy in the jungle I refuse to go.
Don't want no jailhouse,
shotgun,
fish hooks,
golf clubs,
I got my spears.
So no matter how they coax him,
I'll stay right here.
They have things like the autumn bomb,
so I think I'll stay where I am.
Civilization.
really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you
so
drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your
and
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight
to break
now.
The spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
That's the sense of hurting my pride.
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out, baby.
Ah, but it's cold outside. I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been
how lucky that you
so
dropped in.
Nice and warm.
Look out that window at that star.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh,
vicious.
Your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died.
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt.
Ah, but it's cold outside.
Where could you be going when the wind is blowing and it's cold outside?
Baby, it's cold, cold outside.
Well, folks, that's it for today's special holiday edition Baby Bunker. Thank you so much for joining me and the crew for a Christmas carol and some choice tunes. Hope your holidays are full of laughter and merriment. And I'll see you next year.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah. Someday I'm gonna make her mine.